the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob would be
sweet corn.
Sweet corn, mm-hmm.
Some people call it sugar corn.
Oh, sugar corn.
Mm-hmm, but most of them say sweet corn.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard sugar corn. That's
a few people call it sugar corn yet. Raymond does.
Oh, he calls it sugar corn. Oh. Now, what do you call the very top of the corn stalk, that thing that grows out?
Silk.
And, now, on the plant, do they have something on there called a top?
Suckers.
Oh, what's that? I don't know what that is.
That's an extra little sprout comes up.
Oh, I see.
And you have to pull them off.
Uh-huh.
Or they rob your corn of its ability to make something.
Well, now, is there a...
But you had something else in mind.
Well, I was thinking of wondering, is there a part of it that they call the tassel or the tassel or the...
Yeah, the tassel.
The tassel.
Now, that is up above the ear. The
uh-huh.
tassels are laying top, the very top of the stalk.
Uh-huh.
And the pollen, or pollen, drops down on these silks. And they go up into the grain to make the grains. There's a fertilizer for the grain.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that. So then that's how it all
works. Yeah, if you don't have any tassel up there, mm-hmm. you won't have any corn.
And then you won't have any corn.
Because there'll be nothing to, and what makes your corn get wormy is an old miller, a moth miller, deposits its eggs on the silks
mm-hmm.
when they first come out. And if those are allowed to stay there, they hatch out and go, they follow the tassels, follow the silk right up into the grain and eat the grain. Do you ever fix any, go to fix corn to boil on the cob, and you'll find eat places in it and have to cut them out. We do here. And to get rid of that, you take mineral oil in a saucer or something, and I get between the rows and dip a tassel, silk here and a silk over there and silk here and silk here. And then you don't have that kills that egg.
The mineral oil does.
Uh-huh, mineral oil. Now, some people spray it with bean dust, but if you do that when you go to husk your corn, you have to be very careful not to get that on the corn.
Oh,
well, this mineral oil is not poison.
It's not poison. No, you can take
you just,
that.
Yeah, you can just eat it, and then you can feed your shucks to the cattle, which is good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put bean dust on, you can't feed it because of poison.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds much better to use the mineral oil.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's much smarter.
Yeah.
You know all the smart things to do, Miss Jen.
Honey, I've been here a long time.
What would they make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Now, what about another garden thing that it's yellow and got a crooked neck?
That's a summer squash.
And what other kinds of...
Well, there's a summer squash, and there's the butternut.
Mm-hmm.
It has a little, some of it have a crooked neck. Most of it has a straight neck,
mm-hmm.
butternut. And then there's the bake. That's a big, kind of long, like
mm-hmm.
squash. And the acorn, that just shaped like a little acorn. I planted some of that the other day. There's a lot of different kinds
of
pumpkins.
What about melons? What kinds of melons would you have?
Cantaloupes is there first, and watermelons. We grow, not many people can grow big watermelons in this country.